Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 181 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, where each week we take you through the best nude moments of boobs, butts, full frontals, and sex scenes. Today we're focusing on almost everyone's favorite part of the female anatomy. Skin, I'll let you lead the way with this week's busty and bouncy top 10 list.
This boobalicious list. Yeah.
Boobalicious. Yes.
Every year we have fun with a playlist at our website of listing the girls or the actresses with the best breasts. And for this list this week, for the Mr. Skin Podcast, this is going to be a list where you're definitely going to have to go to the website to see this, because as as much as I'll try to describe these breasts, and Andrew
I'll
will
do
also,
my best. I'll do my breast.
Yeah, everyone needs to see these, because what fun are great breasts if you don't physically look at them?
Right.
So, yeah, so please come to the website and check this out. But anyway, yeah, it was another great year where some of these actresses you know, Andrea, well, some you've never heard of, but they'll have one thing in common, or two things in common, and that is spectacular racks. So like I said, seeing is believing.
Yeah.
And please, if you listen to this podcast, come by the website and check this out, because it's great stuff. So without further ado,
let's get to it.
Let me start with the 10 best. I'll start at number 10, the 10 best breasts at MrSkin.com in 2019. This, and the thing is, they had to show them in 2019 to be eligible for this list. So anyway, let me start with an actress that you probably never heard of named Gate Jansen from the Cinemax TV series Jet, the great series which had the second most nude scenes of any television show, but behind Now Apocalypse. And Jet stars Carla Gugino, who is a gorgeous, gorgeous actress, and she's a high-class thief who gets in all kinds of wild situations. And actually, Gate Jansen did the most nude scenes of any actress on the show, and she did this spectacular lesbian threesome. If I was doing a top 10 lesbian threesomes of the year, this would have been number one.
But, excellent.
Yeah, she did that, and she had a one where she was seducing a guy in a hospital bed, another one where she was wearing riding a guy wearing nothing but her boots. But a great way to just see her topless and why she made the list is the scene with the construction workers where she flashes them. And she's she was born in the Netherlands. She's about 29 years old, and she plays Phoenix on the show Jet. And anyway, so if you double Dutch here, number 10, Gate Jansen, for my 10th best breasts of 2019.
They're amazing. She's fair skinned, so if you like that porcelain, really perky, full boob look, this is where you start the list. She's
excellent. It was like, listen, it's really hard, especially with 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 could have gone in any way. Eventually I got to kind of organize them.
Absolutely.
But so it's Gate. If you want to search her at the website, it's G-A-I-T-E, but it's pronounced Gate. It's a Dutch name.
Yeah.
But, ooh, she is awesome, and she's number 10 on my list of the best breasts of the year for MrSkin.com. Now, number 9 is an actress named Antonella Costa.
Okay.
From a movie called Dry Martina.
That's clever.
And she plays Martina, a professional singer in Argentina who decides to spice up her life by going to Chile and running sexually wild. And she's had a pretty good career nudity wise. Her last nude scene was a while ago in 2008, so she hasn't shown them in a while.
Wow.
But Andrea, she's 40 years old and she's Italian. And I had to have this on the list because I just loved her breasts from the movie Dry Martina.
She's incredible. One, I love the tan lines. And two, I love...
What about the nips?
Yeah. I mean, she's amazing. Nice full boobs. You can tell, you know, they're a little bit more mature because they're not up to her chin. But I love that. I love that natural kind of swoop to them. And her areola to breast ratio is impeccable.
And she, you know, it's interesting because she was born in Italy, but then moved to Argentina when she was four. So she's really, for all intents and purposes, you know, someone from South America.
Okay.
But man, she is smoking.
Yeah, and she's gorgeous.
And again, someone that most people probably never heard of, but she showed him in 2019. We loved him and we had to have him on our list of the best breasts of 2019. Yeah.
And you get them in all these different angles, lightings. I mean, go ahead, Antonella.
Yeah, she showed them and she had a lot of great scenes with guys undressing on her back. And we got lots of great angles. So
nice.
Anatella Costa, number 9, best breasts of 2019. Now, number 8 is an actress you've probably heard of.
Yes.
Bella Heathcote from Strange Angel. And she's an Australian actress. And The Strange Angel is from CBS All Access, and she's the co-star. She plays Susan Parsons, the wife of a real-life NASA scientist and this occult practitioner named Jack Parsons in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Rayner stars as Jack Parsons. He was into this, like, the sex magic rituals of this guy named Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
And as the show makes very clear, his wife was every bit as into the kinkiness that he was. And so this recent second season, she was tied up for S&M rituals, banged by two guys during another.
Okay.
And it's weird when I say that this is from CBS All Access, but it's not on CBS television. You have to pay a fee to see this stuff online. And if you pay, I think, $10, you get no commercials. If you pay $6, you could see this online with commercials. But it's a really good show. She's awesome. She did a lot of nude scenes, and she is number 8 on my list of the best breasts of 2019.
Best breasts, 100%. Not only is she smoking hot, but again, that porcelain skin. She's got the paleolas where, you know, the areola is pretty much the same exact skin color as her skin. So it just blends into each other. Tiny little nipples, you know, blonde, beautiful, but it's the red rope, that contrast of when she's, because she's naked a lot, but in the bondage scene, the red rope on her porcelain skin with her blonde angel hair when she's all kinky and freaky is so hot. Whoever tied her up
like
did
a good
job.
The breasts, like when the breasts kind of squeeze through the ropes.
They're like, caged. they're caged animals coming out through the ropes. It's so hot. Yeah. And it creates a whole different boob shape. Very sexy.
Well, yeah, as much as we love Bella Heathcote at number 8, there were 7 that we thought were even better, which
bring
is hard to believe.
Bring it on.
Number 7, I talked to you about her last week, is my favorite nudecomer of 2019. It's Amy Lou Wood from Sex Education, which we talked about. It's a British comedy series, and it's about this uptight teenager played by Otis Milburn. His mom's Gillian Anderson from X-Files is a famous sex therapist, so it makes his life a little crazy. But Amy Lou Wood, who will give you wood when you see her topless, is the beautiful babe at the school, but she's really friendly to the misfit kids, which is awesome. And she had a sex scene in the very first episode where she was on top of this guy, and Andrea, those are real and they're spectacular.
Seriously, some phenomenal boobs. There's no doubt in my mind why they're on the list. And if this is number 7, I have no idea what you have next in store, because these are phenomenal. Everything about them, I would say definite full C, borderline D, because the top is so juicy. You know, usually the juiciness of the boob is kind of near the bottom. Hers are like globes, but they're real. And anytime we get an actress like this doing a frontal shot like this on top, you get the bounce, you get the jiggle, you get all the different angles, and especially the angle I love the most is that upshot on the boob. So
I agree. They're spectacular, and she could have been, you know, she could have been top three, but totally. There's just a lot of stiff competition here. So, number six is, on my best breast of the year is Roxanne Mosqueda from Now Apocalypse, which is the show that, our guys were going nuts over when they first went through it because it was like, you know, it, like I said, it led all television shows by far, even more than Jet for the most nude scenes. And this actress is from France. She's 38 years old, and she's had a great nude career.
Incredible.
She's she was in these really explicit shocker movies, art house stuff, Romance from 1999, which is a legendary movie at MrSkin.com because it features real sex. She was also in a movie called Fat Girl in 2001, a sex comedy. Sex is Comedy from 2002. And listen, she has done so much, and you could see why these different shows and movies want to feature her topless or nude, because, my God, yes, 38 years old, and those, they're like great French baguettes, if you will. They're fantastic.
Better than a baguette. What's better than a baguette? A croissant. I mean, they are heaven on a body. These boobs are unreal, because they project, they're wide, they're high, they slope, they got it all. There's nothing that these boobs don't do. I guarantee you they're side swingers from the back. She's got it all going on, but her face is gorgeous. Like, everything about her is a 10 out of 10, and her boobs are unreal. And if this is 38, I look forward to aging, because this, are you serious? I thought she was like 24 with boobs like that.
That's, I know that a lot of people do, but we call those French, when you have great French breasts, we call them Eiffel Towers.
I mean, Eiffel, way more than a mouthful and a handful. These are beasts. Double delicious for sure. Incredible.
I agree. Yeah. So I'm glad you loved them as much as I did, because she's really sexy. And
I'm over the moon right now.
Well, and we still have five to go. And let me start with number five on my list, which is someone you haven't heard of. It's Ruby O'Fee from a movie called Polar, which is an action thriller starring Mads Mikkelsen as a globe-trotting assassin who beds beautiful women in between missions. And she was one of his sexual partners. And what I am, Andrew, you know this about me, but I'm a big fan of pressed mams.
Absolutely.
It started with Uschi Degard in a Kentucky Fried Movie, the greatest pressed mam scene of all time, 1970s. But this scene here will easily win our best press mams for the Anatomy Awards, but you get to see those pressed up against glass, and it's just a cool look that it's just, you have to see it to appreciate it. But he's behind her. It's a frame, like a window with small squares, window with panes, and you'll have a growing pain when you see this, because her breasts are smushed up against the window. You get other views of them, but that, you could see why she's number five on the list.
Dude, her against the window is so hot. Well, again, like our last actress, absolutely beautiful. And the fact that she has an enormous rack like this, and we get to see them, like you said, in a variety of ways, but the pressing of the mams against the glass just takes them to a whole new level, because you actually get to see how truly big and massive they are. And Skin, I gotta tell you, we're at number five right now, and this list might be too hot to handle, because just when I thought it couldn't get better, I mean, you can hear the excitement in my voice. This list is insane.
Well, thank you. That's great.
I don't know if the actresses just keep getting hotter as years go on, or what's happening right now, but each one is, just when I think it can't get better, it does. Everyone has to go to the website right now, MrSkin.com, and look at this Ruby O'Fee from Polar. This is insanity. I'm blown away.
She's, by the way, she's 23, was born in Costa Rica, I didn't expect anyone to know who she was, but, you know, we go through everything. My Skintastic team goes through every movie, television show that comes out from not only U.S. but all over the world, and we found her. We saw the pressed mams, and I had to have her on my list as the fifth best breast.
I gotta cool off over here. You continue. I'm just fanning myself over here.
No, I get it. And number four is definitely someone you've heard about. It's Alison Brie from GLOW. And before she was on GLOW, now GLOW is this I've talked to you a lot about it. It's about the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, a wrestling federation that was based out of LA, and it's a Netflix show about that era and the women's wrestling. But before GLOW happened, I would get asked about Allison Brie all the time because she played Trudy Campbell, which was Peter Campbell's wife on Mad Men, and she was on, there's a show with a big cult, I shouldn't say big cult, but a show with a nice cult following called Community, where she played Annie. And anyway, I would get asked about her all the time. Is she ever going to get topless? Well, she finally did in the pilot episode of GLOW. She finally did a nude scene, and it was one of my best nude scenes of that year. Well, in this third season, and by the way, they renewed GLOW for their fourth and final season, she did a topless scene, and say what you want, she's 36 years old, she's famous for being on these two popular shows, she has a great rack.
Dude.
It's like, I know, aren't those wonderful?
They're fantastic, and you're just like, you know, thank God for GLOW. Because knew she was packing heat like this, and all the other stuff she's done. You know, she's always that sweet little girl, and here she's like, you know, fearless.
She's shaking them.
The scene that we're talking about specifically from GLOW, it's a long scene. It goes on and on, and she's dancing, and she's shimmying, and she's shaking. So there's nothing left to the imagination. You don't have to wonder what they look like if they're bouncing around. You don't have to wonder what they look like if she's shaking them side to side, because she shows you in depth, they're big. I'm like,
and it was fun.
Tiny.
I know that they're surprisingly big. She was doing like an exaggerated burlesque dance for Betty Gilpin.
She was parodying the showgirls. Yeah, she was being satirical, so she was being really over-exaggerative, and thank God for this scene.
It's awesome. So, like I said, Allison Brie, surprisingly awesome. And I don't mean surprisingly,
unexpected.
You know, it's just like unexpected
how
full and great. Yeah, who'd have thought it?
She
so Allison Brie's number four.
Yeah.
Allison Brie's number four. So we have three more to go. And I talked to you about this throughout the year, but it's Cara Delevingne from Carnival Row is my third best. And she's a 27-year-old. She's really was a supermodel, a British-born supermodel and a singer. And she played the Enchantress in the comic book movie Suicide Squad. But she did a movie called Tulip Fever, no pun intended. We didn't see her two lips, but she was nude in that. But Carnival Row is got a lot of publicity when it came out because it's from Amazon Prime and it stars Orlando Bloom. And it's weird because it's set in Victoria, England, where fairies exist. So you don't like that sounds like a weird premise, you know, for a show, but it's pretty popular and they really promote the crap out of it. But here's the thing. She's a supermodel. They're real. What's the only thing that's a little weird is that when she's topless, there's fairy wings behind her. So it might ruin it for some guys, but I thought it was super sexy. And it kind of enhanced it.
What wings?
Fairy wings? Yeah.
No, she's epic.
It enhanced it for me, you know?
So. Her star power is incredible. And the fact that she does this scene is ridiculous. And we get to see a supermodel topless.
Supermodel.
Wings or not, I'm telling you, I'm not even seeing the wings. But it's glorious.
Super. I always say, like, when Elle Macpherson was nude in Sirens, it's not fair, or Cindy Crawford did a nude scene in Fair Game. When a supermodel gets naked, it's another level of gorgeousness.
Next level. Because we've all been wondering for so long, you know, you see them on the runways, you see them wearing the hottest fashion, you see them in the magazines, but it's like, what do you got under there? It's the one thing we don't know. Now we know.
I'm with you. So, anyway, we're down to the two best pair of 2019. And, I want to say I introduced you to this Instagram sensation last week with the best nudecomers, but there's no denying she has spectacular breasts. Her name is Kinsey Wolanski from a movie called Slasher Party, but it isn't really Slasher Party why she's famous. She's an Instagram sensation. She has about 1.3 million followers. She's 23 years old. She was dating Vitaly, who is another huge YouTube influencer with over 10 million followers. They're not dating anymore, but when they were this summer, he had her run on soccer field during a big match that was like a really big deal in Europe, with wearing like no bra, with this wearing Vitaly Uncensored shirt. And it was all over the media in Europe, and it helped not only her, but his social media blow
totally.
Up. But in this, she did a movie, this horror flick, Slasher Party, where she's playing a version of her Instagram persona, and she flashes these guys, and you couldn't believe when you saw this that those are real, that they are.
They're insane. And I know we talked about her when we went over the nudecomers, but I mean, oh. She is ridiculous. Her boobs are so big, so round, so full, so everything. And on top of that, they're on a gorgeous body. I mean, she, to me, is like supermodel status pretty, not supermodel status skinny, which is actually good because she has a really voluptuous body. And I don't mean like she's thick, but she's nice and curvy, right where it counts, in all the right places. Gorgeous long blonde hair, nice tan. I mean, she's got it all going on. These breasts are incredible skin, incredible, great addition to the list for sure.
Yeah, no, and she's, it's funny because she's also, I think partly due to her Instagram fame, that at our website she's been in the top 10 since the summer.
Oh, really?
For most searched actresses, and that's up against like Scarlett Johansson and Angelina Jolie, you know, and all the big name actresses. So it's pretty cool to see. And anyway, her name's Kinsey Wolanski. Be ready to be blown away. And anyway, so filling up the last spot on the list is a girl that I just fell in love with when I first saw her in the first episode of Euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
On HBO. It's Sydney Sweeney, who is currently 22. She was 21 when she filmed this scene, but she's 5'3" in real life. But
she's that small, but, with boobs that big.
Yeah, I know. It's they look especially big on that petite body. But she's had a like last year in 2018, she kind of broke out. She was Eden Spencer in The Handmaid's Tale, and she was also on the Netflix teen series Everything Sucks. And on Euphoria, she plays Cassie, who's like a high school student with abusive parents. By the way, everyone on the show has fucked up family, so it's like there's no normal parents in that.
Very,
it's like the worst.
Yeah.
And she has a boyfriend in college, and they have rough sex, and you know, all this. But anyway, when I saw those breasts in the very first episode, that scene where she's sitting on the bed there, Andrea.
Oh yeah,
it was like an Alexandra Daddario moment for me when I said, "Okay, this is going to be, this is definitely going to be one of the best nude scenes of the year," because you just don't see natural big boobs from stars of shows that often. They're either fake or just nowhere near as perfect as those. But those were my favorite number one boobs breasts of 2019 at MrSkin.com this year. Great stuff from Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria.
100%. And I know I mentioned this probably the first time that we talked about her or her boobs, but just so the listening audience gets an idea of how perfect these boobs are, most people know, and especially if you listen to this podcast for a while, I do not get jealous of girls at all. I'm like, oh, I love her. She's so amazing. When I watched this show with my husband and we saw these boobs, I just said to him, oh, those are fake. I didn't want him to even know boobs like that existed.
No, they're...
I was like, oh my God.
No, the old saying, they're real and they're spectacular.
And they're spectacular.
No question.
And I will say now, I've come clean. I've let him know. They've been fully discussed on our show. And they are real and they are spectacular. And they are, now I can tell him, number one on the best breast list of 2019 via what? Mr. Skin. I mean, from...
Oh, they're great. And
they're
phenomenal. One last thing before we wrap up here is, you know, she dressed up as Alabama Whirly from True Romance for Halloween on the show, and she was walking around in like with like a basically a bra and a, like a see-through top, and she would walk and her boobs were bouncing so much that it was better than most actresses' nude moments this year.
Straight
just that scene
up.
Where her inner Halloween costume was it's something you should watch on a loop. It's spectacular. So anyway, I hope everyone out there enjoyed this, and I know a lot of these actresses you may not know, but trust me, if we're going to do the playlist is up at MrSkin.com of the best breasts of the year, but if you want to check out these actresses individually, at the website. You could search them and check it out. But it's very much worth it. And these were all there's no losers here on this list. So
no, yeah. Definitely not. Yeah. I mean, from supermodels to newcomers, we just saw the breast of the breast. Oh, wow,
yes.
Skin. Thank you so much for giving this gift to the world.
Yes, yes.
Blew me away.
No, hey,
I'm so giddy right now.
It's easy when, my guys did a great job of helping me to have the list to choose from. And this is my top 10 favorite. And you'll be hearing about these names a lot during the Anatomy Awards in February, around Oscar time. So anyway, Andrea, I hope you loved it. It sounds like you did.
I did.
And we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Have a beautiful day.
You got it.
This concludes another skin-titillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.